You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Rick Cushman. A theater production of Les Miserables would seem to be a pretty substantial undertaking, but the plucky nonprofit Stageright Productions Theater Company doesn't seem to be daunted. They're a family-run community group that tries to make their shows a useful learning experience for the cast, and they try to keep their tickets affordable. Tickets for Les Mis, which runs through Saturday, cost $10 to $14. The brains and muscle behind the company are the Crack family, Joe and Jenny, and their daughter Amanda, who'll be a junior at Bella Vista High, and son Jordan, a fourth-year voice major at Sac State. They're all in the studio this morning, so I'm thinking this is going to be fun. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning.
And thanks for sitting through our little technical maneuver right there. We were fixing a mic while they were getting in. All right. I'm going to start with the kids. And Amanda, I'm going to start with you. What's it like growing up with them? Were they like dancing around the house singing and doing show tunes when you were kids?
Not really. I mean, my mom always did theater, and so we were always just thrown into it, and like whatever show she was doing, we were always just in it as a family.
Jordan, you guys both got into this. Obviously, you've both been you've been enticed into the theater world because you're a voice major. You know, how young were you before you decided this is something you want to do?
My mom started me in theater when I was about 5 or so or 6, and she put us into her first productions at a school that we were at, and I just kept doing them, and then I did some community theater shows, and actually wasn't until college, you know, about halfway through my second year that I decided to be a voice major and try and do this as a career, you know.
So was it the thing where you're thinking, "Hey, I'm going to do something else," and then but no, you came back and thought you like this is what you like?
Well, initially I was a mechanical engineering major.
That's so close to theater.
Yeah. Because I thought, you know, I like physics. And then I figured out I wasn't that great at math. And so I figured, you know, engineering might not be right for me. But I knew that I was decent at singing and that I'd been doing it a long time. And that music has always been something that I've been interested in. So I have my mom definitely to thank for that.
Well, if you're not good at math, there's always a journalism career for you. That's actually an inside newsroom joke. My apologies. So, Joe and Jenny, what's your guys' theater background? Joe, why don't we start with you?
I've done a little bit of theater here and there, but not too much. Mostly I got into it when Jenny and I met, and we were actually living in Micronesia for a time. And we did a couple of shows there. We did...
Wait a minute, you're going to have to explain that, because that's not a natural extension.
Well, we got married, and one day over dinner in San Francisco, we both realized that we both wanted to live someplace different. And so we made an agreement that we would in a year's time. And as it turned out, a couple weeks later, there was an opportunity for Jenny to go to Micronesia to start an infant program. And of course, I said yes, and I started working at the governor's office there. And while we were there, we did two shows. We did Picnic and Little Abner. And I was Little Abner, she was Daisy May.
You don't hear people, well, you know, we went to Micronesia and got sucked into theater like everyone else. You know, was there something there that drew you? Jenny, why don't you explain? Were you in a community that was doing that, or how'd that happen?
We went over with early. I worked for an early intervention program. I'm both an occupational therapist as well as have a degree in theater, and had someday planned to combine the two. Was my hope at some point. At that point, I was working in early intervention, and that's how we ended up over in Micronesia because they're part of the United States, and there was funding for early intervention that had come through. So when we got over there, as Joe said, we started doing more theater, and then when we came back to California, we started having the kids, and life moved on, and we had actually gone to Hawaii, and on my 40th birthday, we were sitting on a boat in Hawaii, and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. He said, you don't want to be in Hawaii and be a therapist? And I said, no, I don't. I want to teach theater again. I want to go back and do the theater. And so we came home to California and opened an after-school theater program at the kids' school and said, well, let's go. And Amanda was 3 at the time, so she's been in every production that we've done.
I was going to say, your guys' lives were
that was set from that point on. Yeah.
And you started Stageright Productions in 2009.
Correct.
And talk a little bit about what it is that you try to do with that.
You know, we really believe in theater. Right? We see it as a community of effort and something that really benefits the community. We see the kids grow every year within themselves, and we see them grow with one another. another. It's something that's really important to a lot of kids' lives. And so we wanted to try to continue it on. So we started doing summer stock. And so every summer we have anywhere from 35 to 50 kids with us 5 nights a week. And,
oh, great. How old are the kids?
Anywhere from 7 to 21.
Wow.
So it's quite the age span. But they work with one another, and it's just like a sport. And it becomes a very strong community for them, someplace for them to grow and feel good about themselves. And they go forward every year. It's fun.
Well, that was my question. So like a sport, they're sort of moving, progressing through and coming back?
Yeah. We've had kids that have been with us since they were 6 and are now graduating and leaving on to college this year. And that's amazing for me. And a lot of them are going into theater, which maybe their parents think that's a good idea. I'm not sure if they're happy with me or not.
And you were nodding your head. So was that what it was like for you, the sort of as you got better at it, it got more interesting?
Yeah. I mean, everyone starts out in theater, you know, not really knowing much, and it's very intimidating. But the more you do it and the more you're on stage, you just get a better feel for being on stage. You get more confidence. I mean, I've been in so many shows with my mother and father that, you know, being on stage is second nature.
And Amanda, are you doing theater at Bella Vista as well?
Yeah, I was in Fiddler on the Roof this spring.
Don't tell me you were Tevye.
No, okay. I was Yenta.
Okay. All right. So you guys decided to take on Les Mis. It's such a small production. What made you decide to do that?
This is Jordan's final production with us. He's 21. And in Christmas time, we have another daughter also, Caitlin, who's been in part of our productions with us. She's a choreographer as well as a behind-the-scenes person. And we were sitting around at Christmas, and I said, so, Jordan, you're leaving this year. What show if we were to let you have a lead, because our kids have never had leads in our shows, if we were to let you have a lead, what show would you want to do? And Amanda and Jordan said, Les Mis. And I was like, of course, sure. But we've gone forward with it, and it's an amazing production. There's a very, very talented group of kids and just outstanding performances, all of them.
And how difficult was it, I mean, staging something that large?
Yeah. Joe can talk about the tech.
Yeah. Oh, just bringing 50 kids together and doing the shows. We have an amazing musical director, Tracy Martin Shearer, and several others. Jordan's also an assistant musical director. But it's a big production. We don't have a permanent home for the summer stock, so we build everything in, all the sound, all the lights, all the sets, of course, are all built in. And we do that over a period of like 2 weeks. And so we sort of build the entire theater. So there's some problems there, but it's running pretty smoothly right now.
You say you don't have a permanent home. And so do you use, I know you are at the, I have it here.
We're at Faith Lutheran,
Church. Right.
The parish hall, yeah.
So do you find different, basically knock on doors and go begging with a tin cup in your hand saying,
yes.
Can we play in your yard?
Can we play here? Yeah. Yes. And Faith Lutheran has been phenomenal about supporting us. They let us really have run of the place all summer long. And it's the only way we could have done the show, being able to be in there all day and at night, just trying to get it together.
So one of the things you talk about on your website, and you guys have mentioned, is sort of this idea of supporting your cast and crew and teaching them. I mean, is it just going through it, or do you actually sort of try to teach?
No, definitely. There's an agenda with each rehearsal. There is something that we're trying to teach or try to push forward, get the kids to start thinking about why are they on stage? What is it that they want? What is it that this character has? What relationship does this character have with the other, into the story? So that they start processing and thinking it through and understanding the acting process as a whole. Sometimes you go, okay, you're just not going to get it this year. And then other times they surprise you and you go, aha, there you go. You got that. That's exactly right.
Yeah, Jordan, you were nodding your head again. Are they pretty good teachers?
They're pretty good, yeah. but yeah, we have kids who come out consistently each year. And I've seen them grow up from, little toddlers. And they've really, really grown with us. We have a couple kids in particular who have just, I think, really, blossomed as an actor on stage and as a performer in general. via Stage Fright Productions and my parents' many numerous productions.
All right. Well, the performances of Les Mis from Stage Fright Productions and the Crack Family Theater, which is what I'm calling you folks, run through Saturday. They're at Faith Lutheran Church, which is at San Juan Ave and Fair Oaks Boulevard in Fair Oaks. We have ticket information and links on our website at capradio.org/insight. Joe, Jenny, Amanda, Jordan, thanks for coming in and break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that is Insight for today. I'm Rick Cushman. Beth Ruyak is on vacation. Insight senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We got help from Annie Chernick, Vincent Schwady, and Brenna Lyles. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And as always, thank you for joining us.